Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know what time it is. Every single Thursday, we need your top five. This is my most difficult one through five in months. The power rankings for the National Football League. And is anybody going to dare sneak in
The Dallas Cowboys?
877-881-1053. That's a Michael Gallup draft day reference. 877-881-1053 is the Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. Difficult for you, 1 through 5?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. I had the only team I had in from last week that lost.
Let's not give it away.
Yeah.
Let's just start. I asked you 5 through 1 or 1 through 5. You wanted 1 on down? Let's start. I'm still having a hard time.
Okay.
So start us off.
Number one for me is the LA Rams. They're with one loss. They have the second best odds to win it all behind the New Orleans Saints. But now that the Saints don't have home field currently, I think that may change things up a little bit.
Okay.
I might favor the Rams in that game because you put the Saints on grass.
But let me ask you this. So before the Saints lost to the Cowboys, we all the Saints won. Do you think that loss was bad enough to drop them, or do you think it was an understandable loss?
I think it was an understandable loss.
But you're punishing them.
One spot.
Okay.
And the only reason is because I think the home field will play in now. So I do factor that into it. So I have the L.A. Rams. It was close. All right? This was close. I tinkered with the idea of continuing to have the Saints at number one, but I have the L.A. Rams at number one.
RJ laid it out perfectly, and we kind of gave away both our one and two there as I'm agreeing with him that the Rams move up a spot to number one because they continue to cruise, and I do believe that home field will now play a part in their playoff run. But also, the New Orleans loss felt like just a perfect formula. You know, the Cowboys maybe had the perfect personnel to match up with the Saints. Not everybody has a Jordan Lewis on their team that can just...
a backup corner?
Well, that plays no snaps but has the skill set to be able to cover a running back in those situations. And the Cowboys just kind of had the perfect formula to beat them. It only knocks them down a spot, but it does knock them down a spot for losing. Rams at one.
I'm going to keep the Saints at one. I still believe in their defense a little bit more than I do the Rams. The Rams have, to me, all the names. It just hasn't really come together
yet.
Remember,
Marcus Peters has been hurt a lot, though.
Marcus Peters has been back. A bum. You mean it's Aqib Talib. Marcus Peters has been playing.
Yeah, sorry, Aqib Talib.
Aqib Talib
right.
has been out, but I'm not going to let the Cowboy loss shake me. I thought the Cowboys treated that as their Super Bowl. The Rams have won 10 straight on the road. Tomorrow on a neutral field, I think I would barely pick the Saints. So that's the way I'm going to judge it, and I think that L.A. at home is basically a neutral field. So I'm going to barely keep the Saints at number one. Not trying to be overreactionary to a loss against a surging Cowboy team. You go Rams. Roy goes Rams. I'll go Saints.
All right.
So obviously, you're going Saints, too.
My number two is the Saints. They have a better than 65% chance to win every single game the rest of the way. I do think they'll win out. Even if they have another loss in them, because they got two games with Carolina. And they could lose one of those games. Even still, it's, they do not control their own destiny in the NFC. They're going to get a bye. They're going to get at least one home game. That said, I still think that they're going to wind up being the second best team right now. Are they better than the Rams? Well, they beat them head-to-head. Again, it was in New Orleans. We'll see how it shakes up if they have to go to L.A. on grass in January.
Saints' biggest test down the stretch will come against the Steelers in 2 weeks, or 2 weeks from this weekend, so in 3 weeks. The Rams really don't have a big test. They play the Bears this upcoming Monday night. I suppose you could say that's a big test, but Mitchell Trubisky's coming off of an injury. Don't know if he's going to be 100%. After that, it's Eagles, and then you guarantee they're winning out. Cardinals and 49ers. For those reasons, I do just think, as RJ said, the Rams are going to wind up with the top spot. The Saints are going to be at two. I think that's going to play into it a little bit. So I got the Saints at 2. No knock on them, really. Not a terrible loss to the Cowboys. Not bad enough to knock them way down, but they do lose a spot.
Saints number 2 for me, and I'll just start it off at 3.
Wait, Rams number 2.
Yeah, Rams. I'm sorry. Saints 1, Rams 2, and I'm going to put Kansas City at 3.
I have Kansas City at 3 as well. With or without Kareem Hunt, they're still the best team in the AFC, I believe. And I don't know how much of a difference it's going to make. They still racked up 40 without him. Granted, it was against the Raiders, but it's not like, you know, they would have put up 50 with him. I mean, you know, they're, sooner or later, you're going to run out of points. 40 is still a ton of points to put up against a team. I don't think it's going to make that much of a difference. So I have the Kansas City Chiefs at number 3.
Well, I guess Kareem Hunt didn't knock him down much for any of us, because I got the Chiefs at 3 as well. Don't think a significant drop-off. Now, they didn't really need Spencer Ware last weekend, and I don't know how much they're going to need him going forward if Patrick Mahomes continues to roll like he does. I think he jumped over Drew Brees with this last weekend's performance comparative to what Brees did against the Cowboys. They're neck and neck right now, but as long as you got him playing an MVP level, what else is it going to matter? Give me the Chiefs at 3.
All right, Chava, jump to you real quick there, so start us off with 4.
At number 4, I have the number 2 ranked defense in the NFL, the Denver Broncos.
Oh, this is terrible.
Okay.
Oh, this is terrible.
I had them
in a non-playoff team in your top 4.
With Manny Sanders gone for the year?
I don't know that he matters.
What do you mean?
Oh, no.
He's their top weapon.
Oh, he does.
He is their top weapon.
Name another pass catcher other than Cortland Sutton.
I don't know that I need to with the way their defense played. They scored 17 points. They won. I mean, that's what they need. I had them at number 5 last week. They were in my Power 5 last week. And they won the game. They don't have another loss on their schedule because the Charger game might not even matter to the Chargers at the end of the year.
Okay. They're at San Fran, which they should win without Manny Sanders. Cleveland at home. They'll be favored. Could be tough at the Raiders.
They're going to lose to Cleveland.
And then that Charger game.
They're not going to lose to Cleveland.
They're going to lose to Cleveland, and that'll be the reality check for the Denver Broncos.
Well,
that's the type of game.
9-7.
That's the type of game that a not great team.
If the Chargers quit.
No, you're right. You're right. Yeah. They'll end up 9-7. They might sneak into the playoffs if the Ravens somehow lose two of their.
But I think they're going to win out. I said they're going to win out last week.
I know, but right now on a neutral field, would you pick? I don't want you to give away your 5.
Okay.
You would pick the Broncos over. The Chargers.
The Bears.
The Bears.
New England.
New England.
Houston.
Pittsburgh and Houston and even the Cowboys.
Well, like I said last week, this was a futures pick with the Broncos. I do think they're going to win out. I do think they're going to finish 10-6. So that's why I had them there. They're playing as good a football as anybody in the league is right now. I mean, they're playing good. They beat the Chargers and the Steelers in back-to-back weeks.
It's foreshadowing.
So just a reset, you base your power rankings off of what?
Well, I mean, there's a couple reasons. Like, at the top, like, I think, you know, the Rams and Saints, it's a futures thing. Like, I think the Rams have a better chance of making the Super Bowl than the Saints because
right,
they're
so,
going to have
so
home
doing
field.
So you're not picking who's the best team today?
Well, part of that is who the best team is today. The Broncos just beat the Steelers and Chargers in back-to-back weeks.
They also lost to the Texans like the week right before that. They lost to the Chiefs twice.
By 2, by 4 with the Chiefs, by 7 with the Chiefs. They've been in every single game. And, you know, in back-to-back week, in our neutral field, yeah, I'd pick them to beat the Chargers. They just beat them last week, 2 weeks ago. And the same goes for the Steelers.
Okay. Go ahead. Number 4.
It's a little stunned. Sorry. I have the Patriots there at number 4. You just still got to respect Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. And of all the teams that, you know, when you ask that question, Sean, who would win on a neutral site? I like Houston. I like what they've got offensively with a combination of their defense. I don't know if they'd win on a neutral field. You know, the Bears did beat New England earlier this season, right?
But No, the New England won in Chicago.
So New England snuck it out there. So I got New England over them. The Chargers have kind of faltered a little bit. You know, I still think they're a really strong team, but I think New England went on a neutral field there. So
I mean, Chargers haven't really faltered.
Yeah. Well, they...
At all.
They lost...
That loss to the Broncos was a step back 2 weeks ago.
Okay. By 1 point.
And the injury to Melvin Gordon, his continued absence could hinder them. But, I mean, again... It's not really a knock on those teams. It's just respecting New England for what they've done in their history.
Okay.
pay no mind to the fact that, like, Tom's having his worst year.
No question. He's having his worst year. They're 9-3, and there's still a team you don't want to see in the playoffs.
All right, NFL Power Rankings right here on 105.3 The Fan. I am going to put New England at 4 as well. And I didn't have them up there. And again, my problem is I keep waiting for Minnesota. They dominated Minnesota. Like, dominated.
From start to finish.
24-10. The Vikings don't have any, like, killer injuries. Not really. They haven't meshed or something's broken from within. But respect plus the dominance of the Vikings. I was a little bit worried. They were close against the Jets until they pulled away. They lost at Tennessee. I could easily have the Chargers or the Texans above them. But on a neutral field, I think I would pick New England against them. So I'll have the Patriots at number 4. Who's your 5?
I did not have the Patriots at number 5 because I don't respect the Vikings, and I don't really think that win mattered anything. I had the team that I had bumped last week back in it.
Chargers.
The L.A. Chargers. They are one of two teams in the top 10 in both offensive. I mean, I don't know why that's a buzz. They're one of two teams in the NFL in both offensive and defensive DVOA. The other one's Denver. Chargers number 3 overall. I dropped them a little bit than the third spot, but I don't think anybody would be surprised if the Chargers weren't in the AFC Championship game.
Don't need a drum roll for me. I got the Los Angeles Chargers as well at 9-3. Not only have they been really good at home, their only loss on the road this season came against the Rams, the best team in the league.
Because they're used to playing a road game every week.
Yeah, so this team in the L.A. Chargers, I think, will travel well in the postseason. They'd probably be in the first place in any other division. They would be first place in any other division if they weren't trying to chase the Chiefs. So I got the Chargers.
The Chargers are the only team whose fans travel to road games and not home.
Oh, God. I know what Troy's doing.
Yeah.
And I am going to deliver at number 5. I am going Texas.
Yeah.
But I go into the armpit.
God!
The Houston Texans are number 5 in the power rankings. The Cowboys, not there yet. Maybe if they handle filthy, handle them.
Are we on the fan or the network?
We ain't a bunch of homers. We can't be a bunch of homers. We got to call it like we see it. The team that's going to end up burning me here is the Chargers. Like, yeah, they should have lost to Pittsburgh, but they did pull it out. They burn, man. It's like the cheating girlfriend. Too many times they burn you. You just feel like you know what's going to happen. They could beat any team tomorrow. They could beat any team.
Chargers? Absolutely.
They could beat any team. They could be better than the Patriots. They could be better than Houston. But I don't know. Houston's on fire, and no one's talking about it still.
They are. My problem with Houston is give me their win. I mean, give me their good win. That's the only problem I have.
But
you gave the Chargers the credit for the same problem. That's where we had the star power argument. Their schedule was a joke.
Now, yes, but that was also 4 weeks ago. That plays into it.
Okay.
Chargers have still they went to Pittsburgh and won. That was a big win. And I think they're better anyway.
But that's all they've done. They beat Seattle on the road. These are the Charger wins.
Seattle's 7-5.
Buffalo, San Fran, Oakland, Cleveland, Tennessee.
Okay, none of those are really good
at
wins.
At Seattle is nice.
It's a good win.
Raiders, Cardinals, Steelers.
I just love that you got the 6-6 Broncos over the 9-3 Chargers.
Hilbert, based on
a 1-point win from a couple weeks ago.
He's going to get burned on the Broncos.
That's impressive.
I'm not going by record. I'm a college football fan.
No one knows what you're going by.
I've said this. I'm more impressed with wins than I am with losses. I don't take away from losses. I'm more impressed with wins. Good wins, and that's my problem with Houston. I may get burned on it. I don't care. I don't respect any of their victories.
Okay. Hottest team in the NFL, 9 straight wins.
I know. It's the most crazy 9-game win streak ever.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.